Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. It's winning formula time. Paul Allen, Wobby from Vikings.com, and a new member of Vikings Game Plan from Vikings Game Day Live, Ron Johnson, here to assist us analyzing some Minnesota Vikings topics. We're in the preseason with the Seattle Seahawks being the bill of fare for the next game. So, Ron, I begin with you. Do people put enough stock into preseason games, or do they just kind of shun them off?
I think they used to, but now it's kind of been shunned off. If you look at the Patriots, they went 0-4 one year, went to the Super Bowl. Giants went, I think, 2-2 or 0-4 again, went to the Super Bowl. Lions went 4-0 and then went 0-16. So I think at this point, people are just kind of tired of the preseason and think it doesn't really matter. It matters for the guys trying to make the team, but I don't think people put a lot of stock in it.
I think it matters to the coaches, you know, because if you're a coach and you're working with guys in practice and someone is doing it the right way all the time, and then we get out to these preseason games in Seattle or at US Bank Stadium and the lights are bright and the crowd is there and they don't do it right, I don't know what good doing it in practice was. I don't think we do put enough stock in the preseason games because it matters what you can do when the pressure is on.
All right, into the Seattle game. Wobby, we begin with you on this one. Which rookie or rookies do you want to see jump up in this game?
Pat Elflein for me. I think some might say Dalvin Cook. They want to see a Dalvin Cook touchdown, but to me, it's Elflein. I think the offensive line is very important for this team this year, and the Vikings need Elflein to be solid.
I'm going to go with a sexy position. Rodney Adams. Right. I want to see what Rodney Adams can do. We drafted him in the fifth round. He has to make an impact on this team. Cordero Patterson gone. Now it's time to find that next kick returner and the guy that can run the jet sweep out of the backfield as a receiver.
All right, let's get hardcore on this for a second. Rodney Adams was making more plays all offseason than rookie Miami receiver Stacy Coley. We play against the Buffalo Bills. They go to the second team offense, and Coley is in ahead of Rodney Adams. How do we read into that?
This is a great example of why the preseason games matter,
right?
And I think that Rodney Adams can be great for the offseason program and for training camp, but if Stacy Coley is the one showing up in games, that says something, I think, to the coaches. And I'm not saying they favor Coley over Adams right now, but if the preseason games don't matter, and if Coley going 3 catches for 67 yards in a preseason game doesn't matter, I don't know why we're playing him.
I mean, he's a Cane, though. So out of the University of Miami, we know they have that swag. We know they can get it going. Honestly, a guy like Stacy Coley can take a veteran out and show, hey, just I'm a lot cheaper, and I'm going to get it done.
All right, we have the Seattle game next. Then the Vikings come home for San Francisco. Let's take a look ahead to the regular season. And the 2017 Minnesota Vikings regular season, which begins September 11th at home, U.S. Bank Stadium, against Adrian Peterson and the New Orleans Saints. Ron, I'll begin with you on this one. More important to overall high-level success for the Vikings, strong offensive line or defensive line play?
I'm going to go offensive line. We know the defensive line, what they can do, but the offensive line, if you look at 2 years ago, they were really good up front. Not so good on the blitz, but then last year, kind of up and down, one of the worst offensive lines as far as efficiency goes, according to a couple other statistics. So the offensive line play is very key because, like we said, 2 years ago, went to the playoffs last year, did not, and so the offensive line is very key.
I think the answer is the defensive line. Yeah, the offensive line is important. You need to be able to block someone if you want to get Dalvin Cook free, but the backbone of this team is defense, and the defensive line needs to play great. The offensive line, to me, if it's just a smidgen better, this team can go a long way. The defensive line cannot drop off at all. So I think the pressure is on those guys on defense to be the backbone of the team.
I'm not going to say smidgen because they were fourth in 2015 in offensive efficiency and then last year 32nd, 31st, and 30th in a lot of categories. And so that's a big drop to not make the playoffs and kind of almost be there. I mean, 8-8, they were kind of right there. So I'm going to say they have to be a lot better than a smidgen. I mean, they're going to have to be in that 16 to 15 category. I mean, they could be mid-grade, but they can't be at the bottom of the barrel, and or 25th and so on in there.
If you look at what the Vikings did in the offseason, personnel-wise, you know, that supports you, Ron, because they signed 2 new tackles, they drafted Elflein. I mean, that was a priority for them. But I look at the offensive output that this team put forth last year, which was right around 18.5 or 19 points per game.
Yep.
If you can get another field goal per game,
no doubt,
that's all you need for this team to be 10, 11, or 12 wins. Because if you get to 21 points, Mike Zimmer is 21-3.
Ooh.
That's all we got to get to with this defense, and that's why the D-line has to play great.
You know what we call that?
What?
The run for 21.
That's what we got to get to.
Wobby, Vikings.com, Ron Johnson, Vikings Game Day Live on Fox 9, and I'm Paul Allen. Thank you for watching Vikings Game Plan, courtesy of the Vikings Entertainment Network.